Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. That's Santana bringing this back. Carlos Santana. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury. ReadyFounder.com is the website. 6 Secrets to Startup Success is the book. Lots of resources and more to come, right, John, on your website?
Yes. Yep.
So just keep checking in over there, folks, and whatever John does is top shelf. You will not go wrong following John's advice and his counsel. Hey, John, talk to us about some of the things you've been working on with regard to what motivates an entrepreneur.
Well, thanks for the question. We, our expertise goes deep in terms of partly it's the psychology of entrepreneurship. You know, what happens inside a person when they make that entrepreneurial leap, and what happens around a person. And so when people ask me or tell me that they're launching a business and they, you know, naturally would ask for advice as they would ask you for advice, but my first question, Jim, is why are you doing this? You know, honestly, and what's really driving you? And if you can get clear and honest with yourself about what's driving you, I think your odds of success go up significantly. And the reason is some motivators have much more power than others, and they're more durable than others. And so we've looked at what are the reasons that people launch a business, and have begun to dig into what are the positive aspects of that motivator. And what might be the traps or the pitfalls? So, for example, the worst reason to start a business is pretty common, actually, and it's I want to get away from my current job.
Right.
I don't like my job.
Right.
I don't like my boss.
They believe that it's going to get easier when they have their own business, don't they?
Exactly. This is pretty easy, right? But what they're really driven by is to get it's an away from motivation. I want to get away from something,
right,
which is powerful in the moment. But it doesn't have staying power, as we were talking about earlier. It doesn't stick with you. Once you get away from that, it no longer motivates you.
Well, whatever it is that you're running away from, there's about 10 times that on the other side over there in your own business. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, you can recreate hell on earth times 10.
Right.
If you want to, without thinking through this. But there are other more positive motivators and more common ones as well. So independence is a huge motivator for people. I want to be free. I want to be my own boss, right? You and I have talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
In one sense, it's great because you have to have that sense of standing on your own, striking your own path. It can be a lonely role as a business owner, right? The downside is, as you and I have discussed in the past, is there any such thing as being your own boss?
No, that's the thing. You know, when you become the shocking thing that I've told people for years, John, the biggest shock that you have is when you leave being employment and you leave your boss and start your own business is when you find out that there are times when you actually work for your employees. They're your boss.
Yep, you have hundreds of bosses.
In what universe is that right? Right, but yet it's true.
And rightly it should be, because to grow a business, you need to be, connected into the fabric of the community and certainly the marketplace. So one consultant I know who runs a great business said, you know, every time I meet with a prospective customer, it's a job interview. You know, I feel like I'm right back in the corporate world. So you just have to be aware that, you know, the independence level you achieve is not all it's cracked up to be. And you need to be prepared for that. Another
I will stick one quick thing here. The thing that I keep coming back to for myself is the reason I like being a small business owner is whatever comes in the door, opportunity or challenge, alligator or an eagle with a bag of money, it belongs to me.
Right.
It's mine. Even the things that are going to eat me alive, they belong to me. That's the part I like about being a business owner.
Well, and that's that psychological ownership, that owner's mindset that's so powerful. And it's what corporate you know, corporations who are trying to build more entrepreneurial staff and talent within their organizations, that's the one piece that's difficult for them to achieve is
right.
By having employees gain that ownership mindset.
That level of engagement is hard to find. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. This has been such great conversations. You provide us with so many great perspectives. Please come back soon.
I will. I always enjoy talking with you.
We love having you here. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen, please check out his website, readyfounder.com. I promise you, you'll thank me later. When anytime you get to hang out with John, you'll get smarter, just like we did today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.